This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No more mocks. This is a real deal. Want to talk about the draft? Call, text, or tweet us. Now, NFL Draft Central on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh. Welcome back, everyone. Beautiful? Oh, sorry.
You know what's beautiful here, Zach?
What?
I just forgot. We got more vibes here today.
We do.
We do.
We
Would
do.
You like to let everyone know what I mean?
So we all kind of just slightly forgot because we were locked into draft coverage.
And we did forget.
We were preparing to be here until midnight for you all.
Again. I was going to say, we were all kind
You're
of
welcome,
preparing, getting
everyone.
Ready. We were locking in. Some people were getting ready to DoorDash dinner.
Some already
hint,
did.
Hint, myself.
And some already did.
Did the Bills take a kicker?
They did. Oh, they did.
So the Bills pick is in. I think it is a kicker. I'm not sure, actually.
Alabama kicker. Oh, wait, no.
No,
wait.
They're just showing a kicker
showing
on
him.
Okay, I was confused.
They haven't made a selection yet.
I kind of was fascinated.
Good.
Oh, Minnesota had just taken him. That's why.
Got it. Okay.
I was going to say, is Tyler Bass in trouble? Oh, wow.
That was my first thought, but nope. Just kidding.
He did have a weird year last year.
He did. But anyway, let's finish this up by really getting to the point of this. Buffalo Bandits playoff lacrosse coming with 6 o'clock pregame?
Yes.
So
we will be done here at
no matter
6
what,
o'clock.
No matter what, we're out of here at 6 o'clock. UCF offensive tackle Tylan Grable.
Out of UCF. All right.
More offensive line help. I'm okay with this.
Yep.
And also, this marks the
eighth
different position.
He ran a 4.95.
That's insane.
Oh, that's a guy that pulls.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a screen game backup, baby.
I All
love
right.
that. Or that's, you know what that is? That's David Edwards.
They're going to want Edwards swing tackles.
Edwards is going to put in
they're
for
gonna want depth.
The starting spot and guard. And mm-hmm. they need a guy that can like be the extra lineman who
yep.
can move around.
All right. So the Bills obviously
love that.
Pick there. Another offensive lineman help that they go get there. Do you want to remind you again, Buffalo Bandits, they will be playing tonight at 6, or pregame comes up at 6 o'clock tonight. Here on WGR for a 7 o'clock start, they do take on the Georgia Swarm. It is a single elimination quarterfinal matchup again as Bandits playoff lacrosse begins tonight. So that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. We think we're going to be able to get through all of the Bills picks. They again pick at Derek Wright. It's going to be at 219 and then 221 to round out their draft. Hopefully, we're going to be able to see the end of that for you.
We will
you.
See the end of it, but we're just going to need to hear from some player sound.
Yes, and so that's where we're actually going to go to now, as it's been actually quite a little bit since the Bills have made another selection. We're going to go to the Bills' last selection, and that is Troy edge rusher Javon Salmon, who spoke to the media
Sal
earlier.
Sal really prompted this up.
Very much so. I was kind of mad. Sal built it up so much, and then we had Keon Coleman go, and then Keon Coleman, I
crushed
quickly
it.
Blew
fallen
us
in love
away.
With. Blew
crushed
us away. It. We also heard from another player as well. And so
Dwayne Carter.
We heard from Dwayne Carter. Now we're going to hear from another defensive lineman. That is Javon Salmon out of Troy earlier with the media.
Hey, Javon, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Perfect. Congratulations, man. Appreciate
Thank
taking
you.
The time to join us.
No, man. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Can you try tilting your phone? It's when
vertical on us. You flip it this way.
This better?
Now you're looking good.
All right.
We'll start up with questions from our local media. Alex Brasky is first up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Javon. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity, man.
Yeah. What were the conversations like with the Bills during the pre-draft process? Were they did they show their interest in you early on?
Yeah, definitely. From the Senior Bowl, you know, I had great conversations with a bunch of teams, but, you know, that one definitely stuck out simply because, you know, just the conversation that was, the question they were asking. The questions were a little different. The conversation we was having, even beyond football, was a little different. So, yeah, definitely a little spark there that I can already kind of tell that this was the place for me.
Now, at 6'1", maybe a little bit of a smaller frame for an edge rusher, but what's allowed you to get the most out of what that frame has to offer?
Yeah, no, you know, I think as much as the physicality of the game is, the more technique you need to have. So I think that's why I bring a lot of is technique and the idea of pass rushing to the game. You know, it is truly different. And, you know, I think I used it well, you know, like kind of what everybody always says, you know, just kind of natural leverage. And that's just kind of what I have and what I bring to the game. I think it's always kind of different from a point of a football player and how much, you know, the physicality I bring. Now I bring kind of just a natural aspect. Now I kind of bring the knowledge of the game. I think, you know, everything just kind of formed very well together.
All right, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, Javon, this is Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Is there anyone you model your game after, or who do you watch when you're studying film, if there's anyone in particular?
Yeah, you know, especially when it comes to pass rush, there's so many good people. But there's nobody like the one and only Von Miller. You know, he truly set the preach when it comes to pass rushing, how the finesse, the different aspect of pass rushing that he brings to the game. You know, that's somebody I would look at for a long time, you know, just because of he been in the game for a long time, he has success for a long time. So now to be able to watch his game, it's going to be something, you know, wholesome. You know, it's going to be a new level of to watch that. And then, you know, of course, you know, you got people like Max Crosby, you know, Bryce Huff, those guys that just play relentless and just outgoing, just nonstop towards the quarterback. So, you know, it's good that hopefully, you know, I get a chance to work with these guys I'm talking about, you know, because that's always the goal. Because at the end of the day, pass rush is learning. You know, you learn from some of these guys and you just take what they take and then you just, you know, go up from there.
Yeah, what will it mean to be in the room with Von to be able to, you know, learn more from him close up?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. I've been trying not to cry. I've been crying for about 5 minutes, but to play and just hear what he got to say is already all the more wisdom I just need. And, you know, he's a legend. He's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the way this man bends, the way he plays, it's going to be I can't wait just to try to take a bit of his game and try to model it after, you know, because, I mean, the way he plays is probably going to be it's going to be hard to try to do. But now the fact that I got the teacher sitting right next to me is going to be dope. I can't wait.
And then last thing for me, you mentioned just the emotions you're going through. What has today been like just from getting the call and, you know, finding out you're going to be joining the Bills? What are you feeling?
Right. Yeah, you know, I've been sitting around with my family all day, and that's probably the thing I think I'm glad I did the most, because at first I wanted to keep it real small. But my mom, she was inviting people, and now like it kind of turned bigger than I thought. But just know that communion, having with family. And, you know, I was just sitting down on the couch. I just got done praying. My prayer just got sent up. I was like, Lord, I'm trusting. And then, boom, the call comes through. I see that area code. I see Buffalo, New York on there. And all of a sudden, you know, it's just a sign of relief. And, just to be on the team, you know, I've been on the team for 5 years. Now, all of a sudden, I go get a couple months without one. And now I finally have that place again where I can call home. And, you know, getting on the call, talking to the GM, talking to the head coach, talking to my positional coach, like it's just a dream come true ever since I was a little boy. And I had these dreams ever since I was little, you know, and now they're being fulfilled, and the glass been overflow because we got a lot more to do.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Javon Solomon, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports Cincinnati. What's going on?
What's up, Oz, man? Appreciate you having me, man.
I told you he was coming to Buffalo. And Max, I told you that was happening.
You did.
Your biggest attribute, though, what do you think is your biggest attribute that you can come in and help right away with?
Yeah, I think just my availability. I think God blessed me with a way to always be healthy, stay on the field, and be where I need to be where my feet are. I think I'm very coachable. So in terms of that comes in terms of special teams. If they, getting in the door and just fitting right in to do what I need to do, on different, whatever level it needs to be done on. And I think that's why just the automatic availability to do whatever you need to get done. And I think that's probably some of the thing I just bring best. And then as far as pass rushing, definitely build my way into that role that can be first, second down, and, four or more. But, just turn wherever I need to be. You place me on third down, you place me on first, you place me on kickoff, you place me on punt, whatever you need, that's where I want to be.
Absolutely, man. And just care to talk about your time at Troy and what have you learned there that is going to help you moving forward?
Yeah, I learned a lot, especially coming from, I'm about to go from a small place in Troy to Buffalo, so it's completely different. But I think I learned the beauty of, friendship, communion, teammates. I learned how to work there at Troy when you have nothing, when your back's against the wall. And, I think the story of my life has been, I've been underrated my whole life. I've been looked down upon. And, I just always kept God first in anything I always did. And that kind of led me to where I'm at now. And there's no looking back for me once I take the step forward. And, it's just all gas, no brakes. And, I'm just ready to do whatever.
Absolutely, my guy. Congrats once again. And I can't wait to see you when you get up here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless, brother.
Okay, Javon, it's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Thanks for doing this. So just the question is, what went right this past season? You had a good year the year before, 4.5 sacks, a lot of tackles for loss, but you took the big jump. Did you see a lot more snaps? Or anyway, what went right this year?
Yeah, back in 2021, I had 11.5, and then, I kind of dipped down to 4.5, so I think my mindset is what went right. I think I learned I went through some things, went through surgery, went through have to learn a new position, went through a couple of things like that. And I think God humbled me, and that did nothing but turn my ears forward and pin my ears back to where I can just go. And I found my GA. He was helping me out, understanding the techniques behind pass rush instead of just running the field, hoping to get something, the actual working your hands, the actual working your feet, just the fundamentals of pass rushing. I think I really dove into the technique of that. And I think that's what kind of helped me get over the edge, from 4.5 to 16. That's a huge jump. And it was credit to a lot of people that are behind the scenes. But, I'll probably say that.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, boss man.
Hey, Javon, how are you? Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. All right, so going back to what you said about Troy and, your beginnings and you've been an underdog. No offense to Troy at all, but how did Florida State or Alabama let a kid from Godby get away?
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you. Like I said earlier, the term underrated has been following me my whole life, and I think God put that stamp on me so I can overcome all these things. I have a new level that I'm about to approach in the NFL, and I can't wait to, show everybody what it is and what it's not. It's not for fate, it's not false. And, slipping out of Tallahassee, I'm a mama, but I love being close to my mama. But to go a little down the road in Alabama, the small town, and create something that kind of is very little. I think I made the most out of my time there. I did nothing but find long, long lasting brotherhood, teammates, coaches that I'll always call for anything. And the town itself of Troy is something that I always will never forget. And I think I wouldn't want to be able to go anywhere else. I think Troy was a place for me. I'll regret it.
Yeah, even in this era of the portal and things like that, you decided to stay there. I mean, yes, I mean, why was that important to you?
I believe commitment is the biggest thing. I look at my faith and how, God's been so committed to me, even though I've done, I'm not perfect. There's things I could have done better, but God always been steadfast and blessed me. So why do I feel like the nerve to feel like just to go here for money or to go somewhere else because it's better or because this is Power Five when I can make something out of here, right here, you know? And that was a time I could have left, but we stayed together and we made back-to-back championships, but I probably could never got anywhere else, you know? So the fact that that happened there is all the more wholesome in the fact of why you plant your feet where you are, be in the moment and create something right there.
I love that, man. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, bro.
Yep.
Hey, Javon, Andy Young from Spectrum News in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you, boss, man. I appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. We laugh about up here sometimes about people with wrestling backgrounds and them automatically shooting up the draft board. Did you talk with Coach McDermott about that, and how does that help your career in football?
I definitely try to bring that up to anybody I get a chance to, because I feel like that's definitely a hands-on when you come to, you know, a lot of people play basketball, they got, okay, they're jumping, but wrestling is another physical aspect of sport that comes into a different hand, and I was able to do that. And yeah, you know, I always try to be able to tell anybody that I can, you know, I wrestle. It was good days.
And did you know Sean McDermott was a state champion wrestler himself?
That is actually crazy. I did not know that. So I definitely got to talk to him about that one for sure. So he can give me some tips.
Awesome. Hey, good luck, man.
Thank you, boss, man. I appreciate you. God bless.
Hey, Javon, congratulations. This is Jay with the Buffalo News. You set the program record for sacks there at Troy. Given that DeMarcus Ware played there, OCU Manuro, what does that mean to you, and what kind of a relationship did you maybe form with those guys while you were there?
That it absolutely means the world. You know, like you said, those names that you just said are household names, and we got guys like Mario Addison, Steve McLennan that also set precedent for the D-line here at Troy. And, you know, just to have my name up there is a blessing. You know, me and my teammate, Richard Juvenile, we did something special there at Troy with our time. And, you know, those guys, you know, OC didn't really have a chance to come back. You know, he's been working on NFL Africa and kind of making a way for, you know, other people over there to come into the league. But, you know, they have a DeMarcus Ware there, and when he comes back, the whole place is shut down. Everybody got to go see D-Ware. Because, you know, he brings that type of energy that has aura that he brings in the room is different. And, you know, he's always willing to teach, you know, willing to coach. When he's just there for visiting, he's willing there just to help the guys that wear the same jerseys he did a long time ago. So I appreciate him for everything that he had done for Troy and just for helping me coach me and teach me different things.
Awesome. Yeah, congratulations again.
Thank you, bro.
Those are all the questions we have. Appreciate the time, Javon. Congrats again.
Thank you, boss man. Appreciate you.
That was Bill's fifth round pick, the last of the fifth round picks for Buffalo, Javon Solomon, the edge rusher out of Troy. So while that was going on, Cole Bishop spoke with the media. We'll take a timeout and we'll get the Bills safety coming up on the other side here. Draft coverage on WGR. It has been brought to you all weekend by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Brody Construction, join us in building Buffalo, and by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals, visit your local Honda dealer today. Cole Bishop on the other side. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back. Day 3. NFL coverage. We're wrapping things up here. We got about another half hour with us before we take you to some Buffalo Bandits playoff lacrosse against Georgia at KeyBank Center this evening. You'll be hearing that pregame starting at 6:00. Why don't we hear from the last of the players that have to talk that were taken yesterday? Round 2, pick 60, safety Cole Bishop, who spoke with the media.
Pretty cool. But yeah, really cool. I'm glad to have my parents there with me. You know, taking the moment was awesome. Give it back to him, and then pull up some of your plays in game. You know, what are you guys running here? See if you know what you're doing, everyone else's job. Things like that.
Have you heard from Dalton since
he played
last night?
Yeah, we talked on the phone for a little bit last night, so he's pretty excited. He's not in town right now, but I mean, next time I'm back, I'll see him.
Did you see his tweet with it?
I did see that. Pretty funny.
How much did they talk to you about your versatility, being able to kind of play in the box and play
Yeah, a little bit. During the process, it's more them just kind of trying to feel you out. I mean, now is when I'll figure out, you know, where they see me. So right now, just trying to figure out, you know, what the plays. I mean, as soon as I get the playbook, you know, start trying to learn that and then, you know, start trying to see where they want me to play.
Is there one that you're more comfortable with than the other?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think, you know, being able to play both is something that's going on in this, you know, today's NFL a lot. So being able to do both of them is something that'll help me. Yep, and Dalton confirmed. But Dalton's done some great things, obviously, so getting to go back and compete with him will be awesome.
When did you know that Dalton was the real
guy? As soon as I mean, he was always great in practice and everything, but Brent Keithy at that time, our other tight end at Utah, was getting predominantly most of the catches. But then once he went down, Dalton really took over and, I mean, started doing great and, I mean, was the best tight end in the country. So being able to compete against him every day was huge. No, I did not know that until today. Somebody told me earlier. I think he actually mentioned it, but it's kind of, I mean, there was an idea of what range it was going to be and then, you know, what teams need safeties. I mean, you can Google what teams need safeties. So being able to just look that up and then, you know, there's a 10-pick range or so where a few teams needed safeties and then, you know, I was hoping it was Buffalo and it worked out. I honestly don't know too much about the Bills defense yet. I got one play installed to me, so I'm getting the playbook tonight, or at some point, and gonna learn it up then. But until then, I don't want to lie and say, you know, it's similar, but I have no idea right now. Yeah. I played in the same playbook for my 3 years at Utah. So, I mean, whenever I first got there, obviously, as a freshman, and now I have more knowledge of football, but coming out of high school, you only know pretty base stuff. So I'm excited for it. I love to, you know, study football. That's something I'm passionate about. So being able to have a new challenge will be fun. I like to watch a lot of film, so I don't know. Gotta figure it out. Man, I mean, a big hit feels great, but, I mean, there's no other feeling compared to, like, an interception. I had a big interception at the end of our Baylor game this year, and, I mean, nothing compares to that feeling, so definitely against the pass.
How that shoes going to feel? Big shoes to fill in two of our pros and four-year high. How much tape are you going to go home and study on those two guys?
Haven't watched much yet, but, like you said, I'm going to. Obviously, I know who they are. I watch football, so, you know, seeing their highlights and everything has always been cool. I've been hearing more about the safety tradition here, so being able to study those guys for the past few years will be awesome. Obviously, learn as much as I can from the guys here. I'm sure we'll be watching them as well, so just try to take in as much as I can. Yeah, from what I've heard, it seems like this culture and Utah's culture are a little bit similar, you know, kind of that blue-collar mindset. So I'm coming in, I'm bringing my own culture, but also I'm going to buy into whatever they do. So, I mean, I'm just excited to get around the guys, you know, try to do something special.
You display great ability to rush the passer. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's innate, or is it something that you developed over time?
I didn't really blitz a ton in high school, so I guess it was developed or kind of – I mean, I was always felt like once I got to college, I was a good blitzer, you know, working pass rush with the running backs and linebackers and things like that. At Utah, if you weren't on a certain special team, you would just do pass rush moves with the defensive ends. So did a lot of that in my free time when I wasn't, you know, doing punt team. So got some good moves from those guys. Jonah Ellis, he taught me a lot. So got a little bit of moves from them. Probably winning the Pac-12 championship my freshman and sophomore year. Both equally exciting, exciting in different ways. My freshman year, it was crazy. And then the second time was, bigger. Just kind of a different game. So, winning the Pac-12 championship was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that's kind of more common in football now. Did you at Utah have a specific free and a specific strong that had two completely different jobs, or were they interchangeable?
So my freshman and sophomore year was free and strong. I was a strong safety, pretty much only that. And then this past year I was just the left side, and my other guys, Sione Vaki, was the right. So we were completely interchangeable. There was times where we'd swap. But so I played free and strong, pretty much 50-50. So I'm ready to be interchangeable. Me playing nickel?
Yeah.
I'm more of a safety. I can do it. I did it at times at Utah, but that's not my specific position. I can do whatever is asked of me. Thank you, guys.
That was Bills safety Cole Bishop with the media. And we're going to take our second last break. We're going to have our last segment coming up. Zach and I are more or less just going to give our thoughts, final thoughts on the draft before we shuffle over to Buffalo Bandits playoff lacrosse single elimination against Georgia at KeyBank Center downtown this evening. For Zach Jones, I'm Derek Kramer. TJ Luckman still on the board here with you. We're going to get that DJ TJ drop one last time before we get out of here as you're listening to WGR. Sometimes timing is perfect. You gotta love when it works out. When you got a plan. The Bills are up at 219. And then they're gonna be up at 221. Wait, what? Yeah, 219 and then 221.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you acting like we didn't talk about this already?
For some reason, I thought they traded up. And I'm like,
That was the Packers trade, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
So they're going to have the second to last pick in round 6, and then they're going to have the first pick in round 7, and then we're done.
So
we're going to be able to wrap this up with the entire draft class, actually.
And of course, if you have missed it, coming up at 6 o'clock is Buffalo Bandits pregame as they get ready for their quarterfinal matchup against Georgia. It is a single elimination game, so very, very exciting pregame at 6 for a 7 o'clock
Bandit Land is going to be rocking.
And it is at KeyBank Center as well. Should be a lot of fun.
We're getting at least one home
I'm so game. Interested to see Derek here. We were talking a little bit in the break. Brendan Rice.
Yes.
I'm so interested if the Bills just take a flyer on him. He has been falling. I didn't love him at the Senior Bowl. I really, really didn't. But he's at USC. Mel Kiper's got him as his best available.
He's been his best available for like an entire round.
Really, since Johnny Wilson has gone. And Johnny Wilson was that for like 2 rounds, 3 rounds. And it's Ryan Flournoy.
Nope.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, come on. I got so excited. I'm like, that's a top 30 visit. There we go. That's perfect. But it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had him as a top 30 visit. Yeah, no. He's kind of an unheralded guy. I kind of
hope it's recapping picks.
Did he go already then? That's going to be upsetting. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah, Flournoy went to Dallas.
Sorry. Oh, man, I got so excited.
2 picks ago.
I saw him come up. I'm like, there it is. Oh, man.
Yeah, Devin Leary, the last pick taken so far, as the Bills have 2 picks in the next 3. So if everyone gets their stuff in order, we'll be able to recap the entire draft class before we sign off here in about 10 minutes. But before we even get to that, Zach.
Yes.
They've drafted 8 different positions.
They have. They've been very active.
Very much active, but also widespread on the depth of this team and recharging the depth on this team. I had said this, and I think, and you share the same sentiment, the draft grade. What do you think we're getting here for the Buffalo Bills?
B+.
B+.
I think it's B+. You hit a lot of the needs you had. I know not every pick is everyone's cup of tea. I came into this draft weekend really not liking Keon Coleman as a prospect. The more I've kind of dug in and heard people talk about him, the more I'm getting there. And even kind of to start the week, I was getting there as well. Speaking, by the way, of the Bills, they do pick Daquan Hardy, the cornerback out of Penn State. There is that late round cornerback.
That's the late round quarterback.
We're talking about a lot today.
And that also makes nine different positions.
And so with that, I mean, look,
it's their needs have been comprehensive. Yep.
They got a wide receiver.
Their draft pick coverage has been as comprehensive.
They got a wide receiver. They got a safety. They got a defensive tackle. They got a lot of depth at offensive line as well. Cedric Van Pan Granger out of Georgia. They get a running back who is going to definitely, I imagine, just kind of be the next piece once James Cook leaves. Ray Davis will go in, and he kind of does a lot of what they like to do, which is be able to be a weapon out of the backfield. 7 touchdowns this year from a running back, or from him as a receiver. So that absolutely works. Of course, you also have Eddie. And he seems to be an uber athletic linebacker out of Washington, potentially a special teams guy, but he's got a lot of athletic traits, ranks highly up across the board there. He's also, like Sal's been bringing up a lot, a leader, 24 years old. They're really kind of retooling that locker room, bringing guys who are grown-ups, who know what they're doing, know that this is their job, and are happy that this is their job. And then as well, someone we didn't get to talk about a ton, but Javon Salmon out of Troy, I really like that they just got a pass-rushing specialist, it feels like. He's 6'1", he's not a big guy, 245, but he led the FBS in sacks with 16 at Troy, and he is a monster of a man in that sense. And if he's just a guy that they're like, hey, third down, go get in there, go with the quarterback, more than happy, especially you're going to have him a cheap deal. He's a 5th-round pick. I'm not saying he's going to make the roster definitively, but if he does and that's his role, more than happy with that.
I do have to say, I love my follower base and the brand that I have.
Well, that's good.
Because Dual Warriors 74 tweeting at me, I was promised unhinged behavior, Derek. This is anything but.
Been very relaxed.
I've been kind of...
I was the one that was yelling.
If you could have seen us when our producer for Bandits walked in, I wish I was carrying that on the air. I wish there were hot mics.
That would have got us fired.
No, that's why I wish it.
Unbelievable. I mean, just the vibes. And I can't even say the vibes were low, because we're like, hey, like we're kind of getting through this. This is not taking forever.
We were expecting 6 o'clock to kind of be the out time originally anyway.
And Zach Penkew walked through the door, and we're all like, Zach, why are you here? What's going on? And then all of us came to the realization at the exact same time of, oh.
We are
out of here at 6.
We're going home.
Which is, Bandits aren't normally on here. They're over at 9:30 usually. So.
Or even 15:20.
Yep.
So it's not at the Bet 15:20. It's on here at WGR today. And we went unhinged because we realized we were able to go home.
A lot of clapping, a lot of hugs, a lot of tears.
Oh my God. And a lot of just like, heck yeah. If I can say it that way, going on.
I argue you can say it the other way.
I don't want to.
It's not against anything.
It's against a lot of things, actually.
The Bills are back on the clock. Here we go.
Yeah, here we are. We're back at 221. We're going to see the last pick here. But
by the way, the Patriots also drafted another quarterback as well, which is fun. We didn't really get to touch on that too much.
Yeah, I'm going to have a fun little tidbit about this, and it's this. The last time the Patriots took 2 quarterbacks, one in the first and one in the later rounds, they both sucked.
Bailey Zappe, Mac Jones. Love that. This year, baby. Drake May and Joe Milton, however, and I think me and Bruce Nolan are both big Drake May fans. I loved a lot of their early drafts.
All three
as well.
Of us said it. We hate that they did it well. Such a good job.
Loved their early draft. Getting Drake May, getting Jalen Polk, and then getting Javon Baker. I think really what they did was like, we are just going to get solid receivers, and then we're going to get our quarterback that has all of the potential in the world to be amazing. And yeah, I really, really like that from them. I think it's a great, great addition. And it kind of shows that Jerod Mayo, now that Bill Belichick is out, Jerod Mayo and his staff, Elliot Wolf as well.
Went a different direction. You mentioned how the Bears were like, we're not in 1985 anymore. Jerod Mayo has absolutely gone in the, this isn't Bill Belichick's team anymore, direction with this club. Mm-hmm. They went and got a lot of good pass catchers to help out with their young rookie quarterback. They are resetting. And I hate how it looks because it's looked pretty dang good.
And I think the big thing there too for me is they took a quarterback that has such a high ceiling that like if they do unlock it, they will eventually overtake Miami. They will overtake the Jets and then they'll be with the Bills. That's what happens when you have that elite quarterback if they do hit the potential, of course. But that's the thing is if I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, I'm watching that going, this better not work.
The more I see of the Keon Coleman highlights of this press conference, like he finished his press conference and immediately asked if he could have some snacks. Like,
he's awesome.
He's
a fun personality. I really hope he hits.
We joke about how Josh Allen is a golden retriever. This man might also be a golden retriever.
And it's looking like he's got all the physical traits to be an ex-receiver. He has got the I would almost say the wherewithal to be like, yeah, I'm still a student of the game. I'm 20 years old, you know. And I just – I liked him bringing up the different offenses he's been in too, with the pro style, with Michigan State, the air raid, with Florida State. And again, I mean, he's a wide receiver that Josh Allen himself liked. And in all seriousness, if he is Gabe Davis plus, that's probably a 1,200-yard receiver by year two or three and double-digit touchdowns. Gabe Davis was really, really good out of the gate as a fourth rounder and just never could get that consistency element going. If Keon Coleman is just consistent Gabe Davis, they're more than okay. They are more than okay. They don't need the pop game all the time, but if they can just have it where, yeah, even a down game is five catches for, you know, 60 yards, that is more than okay. Still waiting here on the Bills' last pick of the draft. And we're going to be able to carry that here.
We're going to be able to carry it here. Yeah. We're going to be finishing up in just a couple minutes here. But I do want to say this real quick.
As long as they get it in the next 2 minutes.
DJ TJ.
DJ Luckman.
Thank you for your work on Thursday and today.
Thank you, Nate Geary, for that incredible sounder that I've been waiting
drop.
12, 13 long years
and
to create, apparently.
Years. And the other one that I'm going to make sure that everyone else uses. I'm a thick boy. But I
didn't save that one.
Good for everyone in the
you
Bills.
You didn't save that one?
Look at the Bills draft room. Good for everyone.
It was funny for me to
listen
back.
Sweatpants
and
hoodies.
What is wrong with you?
Good for everybody in the Bills
draft
room.
Oh, they're just chilling. They
sweatpants
want out.
Sweatpants and hoodies. That
they're,
is phenomenal.
They're all business. They're done.
That is a Saturday look right there.
Saturday
Very
look. That's exactly
them.
What we got going on here.
Very happy for
them. Thank you to Evan DePasquale as well for his work yesterday on the board.
Having to stay here till about 12:30 last night and then coming in at 6 in the morning today to hop right back on
Graveyard
the board.
Graveyard stuff. Thank you to Sal Capaccio, who has been checking in with us on the routine, getting us the recordings after we're out of here at 6 o'clock as well.
And he's not done yet.
He's not done yet. We're going to be done. He's not going to be done. Thank you to Bruce Nolan for joining us as well at 3:30 to talk about the Bills draft class. And he had three words at the end of a tweet looking back at Javon Holland and getting the notes. And he said, I like it. So we got the Bruce stamp of approval about one of the Bills' later picks as well. And thank you to all of you for listening to us, being here on Facebook Live, everything like that. We've got like 45 seconds. For the love of God, get the pick in.
The pick has been in for quite a while, actually. I'm checking on Twitter to see if I can get ahead of it.
Because we need to get out. Bandits lacrosse starts. But thank you to all of you. Even the ones that made Zach and I snap today. Thank you for everyone that called, everyone that's tweeted, everyone that's interacted. For Zach Jones, I'm Derek Kramer, as well for TJ Luckman. Thank you, everyone. This has been day three coverage of the NFL draft and the entire NFL draft. And we're going to steal a couple seconds here because guess what the pick is in? And it is... Sorry, John Gertler, we're taking a couple seconds.
The Buffalo Bills select Travis Clayton, tackle. International Player Pathway, England.
That's fun. We'll see you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.